self-control, flexibility and emotional intelligence. Our current worldview is as if we are backseat drivers, at best driving next to the driver. All we can do is observe, react, hope, suggest, protest, resist. But ultimately we feel we have nothing to say in the matter of where this life is going. That is our current view of the world. The purpose of this activator, self-control, is to return you to the driver's seat. When I was downloading the activator on today's Daily Connection webinar, I experienced great ego resistance from the participants. Ego didn't like it. Ego didn't want it. Hell, ego prefers to react. But we are made of the God stuff, so we are capable of driving our life. I don't mean life. I mean our life. What does this mean exactly? Aren't circumstances, weather, society, who is the president, what the money oligarchy is doing to us, largely independent of us? I mean totally independent. Really? Yes and no. Your life is defined by your perception. It is like a giant hologram, but you have your handle on the design and keys. The same exact circumstances that in your perception are horrible, in my perception are occasions for creativity, in a third person's perception are the best of times. What is the truth? The truth is rarely pure and never simple. Oscar Wilde. He also said, if you want to tell people the truth, make them laugh, otherwise they'll kill you. Oh, I wish I had read this sentence earlier. Life would probably be better for me. Lol. What's the truth? What's reality? Beats me. I don't know. I don't think there is truth other than your truth. You make it true through your actions. And you have 100% control over that. What you say and what you do. Not necessarily in that order. That is what the creator considers self-control. When I first encountered this activator, I was sure it was about self-discipline. About forcing myself to conform to some prescribed norm, like only eating when I am hungry. Willpower. And although that would be really great, and I would probably be skinny as Twiggy, I just could not see how the creator would be so interested in that capacity, so interested in it as to make it a main activator in the third, advanced, phase of the planetary ascension. And then I looked at some of the pointers the creator has shown me, circumstances like flood and other catastrophes. Moving to another state. Moving to another continent. And I thought that the willfulness inherent in my original interpretation would make absolutely no difference in those circumstances. Actually, willfulness would make me brittle, and I would break. And that is when the creator's definition started to dawn on me. Self-control is really about the capacity of being able to live in a world of your own design, conscious design, instead of resisting, forcing, manipulating, or changing anything. The world of your own design is given by your perception of what's going on. And the flexibility in that. As a former architect, I know tweaking, redesigning all too well. As a writer, I know rewriting. As a coach, I know rewording, rephrasing, reframing. The world of your own design is exactly like the examples above. You tweak. Ongoingly. You interact with this world ongoingly, actively, creatively, and you shape it to make you well. To make you energetic, nimble, happy, joyful, exuberant. In the creative design of your world, your eyes are not there to perceive what's out there, they are there to project what you designed. You are already doing that, just unconsciously, and in a way that you can never win. You project what you invented when you were upset. Not what you invented on a rainy Sunday afternoon. When you had nothing else to do, and you could invest the time and the thought to design what you want. Instead of being locked into the world's common interpretation of events that give you low-grade depression, below-the-conscious perception misery. Misery with peaks that make you reach for help, the bottle, for sex, for your gun. If you want to get the third phase activators, including the activator of self-control, you can get the recordings. Go to step 2. Go to www.offers.bysophie.com/third phase. Obviously this topic is coming up now because most people who want to go for growth, for having a great life are hindered by their rigidity. Your rigidity is, of course, in every area, mental, intellectual, emotional, and even physical. This article kicks out my attempt to conquer this rigidity. If you want to know your rigidity number, you can get your starting point measurements. In the work we do, for example in the Soaring Method, or in any other program, you invent a possibility for yourself and for your life. And unless you have a higher flexibility number, the possibility will not live for long as a possibility. The words will become flat. Meaningless, not moving you, not touching you, not inspiring you. The words you invented will become an imposition. Something I said you had to. And you'd never be that. So becoming flexible is probably the number one job you need to do if you want to live a bigger, more meaningful life. No exceptions.